Jen Close does not appreciate days off. At least she must not. She is the president of the Santa Rosa City School Board and now involved in Santa Rosa Rises. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Pat. How
it's supposed
today?
To be summer vacation for you, you know.
Oh, there's never summer vacation.
Yeah. Congratulations on all the graduations over the weekend.
Thank you. It is an exciting weekend for lots of students and for the district.
And it's exciting for many, many reasons around Sonoma County as we continue to see signs of recovery. And you're holding a meeting tonight, Santa Rosa Rises Recovery Meeting. Tell us about what to expect from that meeting tonight.
All right. Well, we're going to be at the Glazer Center. And so far, we have over 300 people registered, which is really exciting to hear from three experts in disaster recovery. And they have expertise in lots of different disasters combined. And I think they're going to be talking particularly about sort of community-driven planning and making sure that equity is at the center of our recovery and building resilience through our planning process. We're excited to share their expertise and learn from them.
Yeah, and you're right. They do have a lot of experience, everything from tornadoes to just about everything else. And it's an important juncture in our recovery, isn't it, Jen, when it comes to thinking about how we want our communities to look and be moving forward?
Both the city and the county are developing plans for recovery and working on drawing down state and federal dollars and then figuring out how to spend that money best. And, you know, the experts and those who will talk tonight will say that it's real important during that planning process and making those decisions that community voice is used in order to develop those plans. And so right now is a time where we have to be really cognizant of making sure that the community has had some power in creating these planning processes. So yes, it's an important time.
And Jen, talk to us a little bit about what those voices might say in terms of the community representing themselves.
Certainly. You know, before the fires, we had problems in the community with respect to inequities. We had a housing crisis already, and we also had the problem that, you know, health outcomes and education outcomes and income outcomes were determined primarily by zip code. And so while we're making changes in our city and county policies in order to facilitate redevelopment of the directly impacted areas, you know, those policies can be changed to also address pre-existing inequities. And I think that the public is ready for that and also ready to say, if we're going to make changes to the city and the county, let's do that with a broader perspective. Let's say, what do we want our city and county to look like in the future while we're doing all this work?
And some people are talking about major changes as we rebuild, too, even in terms of infrastructure, everything from, you know, maybe areas like Fountain Grove that had above ground power lines, having underground power lines, maybe instituting sewer service in the Larkfield Estates area instead of the septic tanks that they relied on during the fire. Is it time to be talking about all of that?
It's the perfect time to be talking about all that. And that's what these experts will say, that this is, while this is a tragedy and we really need to address the folks who were directly impacted and we need to rebuild the areas that were burned, that it is the perfect time and an opportunity to address problems and pre-existing conditions that might not have been perfect. And how do we make them better? So it's a perfect time to talk about those questions and bigger questions in terms of, you know, how do we make sure we have better access to health services and mental health services? How do we look at our public transportation systems to make sure that people have better access to employment and the services they need? All of those questions can be addressed in this planning process if done right.
It's a big nut to crack, isn't it? I mean, every time we pull apart 10 layers of this particular onion, we see 8 million more, it seems like.
It's huge. And you're absolutely right. And that when you talk about days off, I think everybody here in the community is working harder right now because it is such a big problem. And it's really time for the community as a whole to kind of lean in and take part in this recovery process because it is big. And we can't totally rely on our elected officials and our, you know, high level staff members who were already burdened and busy to begin with.
Yeah.
This is a big job.
Have you seen a combination of the two parts of our community, those directed or affected directly by the fires and community members who are just plain interested in how we move forward? Equal representation from both, do you think, in Santa Rosa Rises?
We definitely hear the voices from both. You know, we did put out a big survey where we had 2,400 responses in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And a quarter of those were from folks directly affected, the responses. And so we're definitely hearing from both. But there's pretty some consistent concerns by both groups. And, you know, the other thing, Pat, and I'm sure that you experienced this in your life, while there are folks who are directly impacted and lost their homes, lost their businesses, lost their jobs, everyone here has been affected to some degree.
No,
all of us
no
have
question.
Close friends or family who've been affected to some degree. And so, you know, there's definitely a sense that we're all in this together.
No question about that. Well, Lori Johnson, Roberto Barrios, and Lapari Howell will be at the meeting tonight, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Glazer Center, 547 Mendocino Avenue. And Jen, thanks for being with us. Good luck moving forward.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is Jen Close, the co-chair of Santa Rosa Rises, talking about the recovery meeting tonight.